My name's Gary Sokolov. I'm the only child of Geeta and Lully. I was born in 1961. I am the father of three absolutely gorgeous girls, and I'm very excited about the book.
Gary, I think your story is quite incredible. You are second generation to the Holocaust. Your parents were Holocaust survivors. What did you know about them when you grew up?
I knew absolutely nothing about my mum, except for the fact that she was in the camp and, of course, met my dad. There wasn't much I didn't know about my dad. Pretty much every Passover, he would sit around with his friends and they would tell the stories about how they ended up in the camp, what they did in the camp, how they escaped, what happened afterwards. So there were very little surprises from my dad's side.
What impact did it have on you as a child growing up with those stories?
It really didn't impact me until I saw a series on television that my parents made me watch called World at War. And that had some graphic pictures about concentration camps, and it wasn't until then that I actually realized just how horrific an experience that my parents have. And that has impacted me so much that today, even today, if I still see something on the Holocaust, I look for my parents in the footage.
Do you think they tried to shield you from the horrors of the war?
I think quite the opposite. When that series started, they actually made me sit down by myself and watch it so that I would be fully aware of what happened to them. To a degree, yes, I think my mum did, but my father wanted me to know exactly what they went through, how they suffered, and just how important it is to have a positive attitude no matter what's happening around you.
Do you think your dad had guilt feeling about his role as the tattooist of Auschwitz? This is very iconic. Everybody that went into Auschwitz-Birkenau was tattooed. People came out with a number on their arms. This is a symbol of the Holocaust.
Yeah, so look, he carried a lot of guilt, especially when it came to tattooing women and children. It was exceptionally, exceptionally hard for him, even to the point where when Heather said to him about 14 years ago, if you had a chance to go back to Auschwitz, would you go back? And I was actually very surprised at his answer, because he responded and then started crying, I would love to go back. And the reason is to apologize to all the people whose lives I couldn't save.
And we are talking to Gary Sokolov, the son of Lally Sokolov, the tattooist of Auschwitz, and his wife, Geeta. Your father met the love of his life at a concentration camp. It's unheard of.
Well, look, I thought it was quite amazing that someone would have a state of mind in that environment where they could actually fall in love with someone to that degree that my father did. With everything that was going on there, you'd think that romance would be the last thing on your mind. But for whatever reason, she blew him away, the love of his life. It was just the woman for him, and he did whatever he could to make sure that he ended up with her and that she would survive.
We are talking to Gary Sokolov, the son of Geeta and Lally Sokolov, survivors of Auschwitz-Birkenau. Gary, are there any other survivors from those days that witnessed your parents' love affair and they knew them from the camps?
So there is one in particular. Her name was Lottie Weiss. She was the head of the block that my mother was in. And as head of the block, she actually had her own room. And when Dad would smuggle food into the block to distribute to everyone, of course, he included Lottie. He left a very big impression on Lottie. And in order for them to be able to spend time together in the camp alone, she would actually stand outside the block and watch for any SS soldiers coming past while my mother and father were in her private room, which is very unique because she actually risked her life so my parents could spend time together. The first time I actually heard from Lottie was just after my father passed away 11 years ago. She actually rang me to tell me what had happened and her involvement with my parents.
The process of writing, putting on paper the incredible survival story of your parents, What impact did it have on you?
So it was very hard on me to see my dad being emotional to the level that he was. Heather, the scriptwriter, Heather Morris, used to come to our place pretty much every Tuesday night for about 3 years and speak to my father and draw stories and try and get some kind of timeline with everything that had happened, because I had only heard the stories bits and pieces. Seeing it all unfold in front of me from that perspective actually gave me a totally different understanding of the effort my father put in to save people's lives.
Did you have the courage to go back to Poland and visit the concentration camps, Auschwitz-Birkenau?
I tried on three separate occasions over the years. I actually made it to the border of Hungary and then turned back. It was just a bit too confronting for me to actually go and see it in reality, knowing that both my parents and all the rest of my family, for want of a better word, had disappeared in the camps. So, no.
And what impact the book has on you, the printed version?
It's very confronting. It took me about 3 weeks to get past the first page because I didn't really know how I would react to see it all together in a timeline. But it's given me so much pride that the story is actually out there for the world to read, because I genuinely believed for many decades that what my father did was beyond amazing. He saved so many people's lives, and it is most definitely a story that needed to be told.
Gary, you told me that you were born in the early 60s. It means that your parents were not so young anymore. Were you a miracle child?
I think I was. So when my parents arrived in 1948, my mother was told, because of the experiments that were done on her in the camp, that she would never be able to have children. And in 1960, she was in the Gold Coast and feeling a bit unwell. They were in the process of adopting someone. She went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Congratulations, you're pregnant." And it was me.
It's quite amazing.
It is amazing.
That they were blessed with a child, after all.
It meant for them that they didn't survive for nothing. It meant the generation could keep going, the name could keep going.
Did you ever think about that your parents didn't just manage to survive the death camps, but they actually managed to rebuild their life and have normal life? This is so much courage after all the horrors that they experienced.
Look, so much courage. And I remember a time I was about 17 years old, and I got off the bus from school and a car was being towed away. And there was an auction sign being put up on the house, so I knew something had gone wrong. And I went inside to hear my mother singing. And she sat me down with a big smile on her face. And she said, "This is the story. Your father's business has been liquidated. Everything's being sold." And I said to her, "Mum, why are you so happy?" And she goes, "Because as long as I have your father, as long as the two of us together, we will be able to survive anything. That's all that counts." The sense of positiveness that they both had throughout their whole lives, no matter what happened, was phenomenal. And my mum put it down to the fact that when you wake up in the morning not knowing if you're going to be dead in 5 minutes' time, everything else is easy to deal with because it's all about perspective.
Gary Sokolov, thank you very much.